ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दे कृतेन्दे वरं जड्यं जागृतरुचि संविदधतं हस्तं वयस्य वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं नीलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलं ध्याये तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विद्याय राधे तं नयमाम च वैराग्यजुगभक्तिरसम् अपायन्मानुर्विष्णन्दं कृपाम्बुदिरिज परदुःखदुःखे सनातनस्तम् श्री श्री गुरु एवं गौरांग की अहद की कृपा से निर्विघ्न हम लोगों का ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा आज 15वां दिन मैंने आधा महीना व्यतीत हुआ। वैसे तो छोटी मोटी कुछ दिक्कतें आती हैं किंतु विशेष रूप में कोई विशेष विपत्ति आपत्ति नहीं है। चल रहा है प्रोग्राम, हमने अभी बृहद भगवतामृत का रहस्यपूर्ण विचार आप लोगों को गोपियों की महत्ता वो भी कृष्ण के स्वयं मुख से हमने आप लोगों को सुनाया। अब मैं भजन का रहस्य इस विषय पर मैं कुछ बोलूंगा। भजन का रहस्य क्या है इसके संबंध में श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी का एक छोटा सा ग्रंथ है भजन रहस्य। श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इसका इसकी भूमिका में लिखते हैं, दिन रात के काल को 8 भागों में विभक्त करने में इनमें से प्रत्येक खंड काल याम कहते हैं। दिन रात 24 घंटे का, जिसमें 8 भाग कर दिया जाए तो उस खंड काल को याम एक याम है। 24 मिनट का एक दंड होता है और एक इनमें से जो याम है वो सभी बराबर होंगे ऐसा कोई माने नहीं। दोपहर का और आधी रात का निशा का ये कुछ अधिक अधिक समय के होते हैं, बाकी कुछ कम समय के होते हैं, किंतु कुल मिलाकर के 8 याम है। रात के 3 याम और दीन के तीन काम। उषा और संध्या का और जो कर दो, तीन तीन छह और दो, उषा और संध्या, समझ में आया? बतलाइए तो मैंने क्या कहा, कैसे हुआ? दिन में कितने हैं? गड़बड़ एकदम गड़बड़ कर दियो तो बोलो। दिन एवं रात तीन तीन जाम और बाकी बचलो दो जाम, एक तो उषा काल सकाल बेला और रात्रि संध्या, इटा ये दिनों पड़े ना रात को, ते मिले कुल होल आठ जाम, अर्थात बराबर है गलो कितना घंटा? चौबीस घंटा। चौबीस घंटा मध्य आठ जाम, बुझे बात छो घंटा हिसाब नहीं, जाम बनाना लीला पर मध्य रात्रि और मध्य दिवस एटा प्राय तीन तीन घंटा थे साढ़े तीन घंटा प्राय तीन घंटा हाँ पौने चार घंटा पर एक एक बाकी के विभाग पर ढाई घंटा अधिकांश ढाई घंटा सब समय सर्वभाव से एकांतिक निष्ठा के साथ कृष्ण भजन केवल शुद्ध वैष्णव के लिए संभव है। अनर्थ निवृत्ति जिनकी हो गई है ऐसे जो वैष्णव है उनके द्वारा संभव है, जो अभी कनिष्ठ अधिकारी है जो कि वैष्णव सम्मान नहीं जानते सब समय तामसिक भाव है ये भजन करेंगे, दो एक लेख लिखने से नहीं होगा, बल्कि ऐसे लोगों के लिए लेख लिखना भी मना है। स्थूल और सूक्ष्म ये प्रभुपाद के विचार है, स्थूल सूक्ष्म अंगता और ममता रहने पर स्थूल और सूक्ष्म, स्थूल सूक्ष्म क्या है? स्थूल ममता शरीर में और सूक्ष्म ममता क्या? मैं मन ही हूं, ये दोनों आत्मा के लिए नहीं सूक्ष्म, यदि रहे तो सर्वकालीन असंभव है भजन का। जैसे रघुनाथ दास को स्वामी श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हमारे आचार्य लोग पहले वाले कर गए हैं, रूप रघुनाथ अष्टकाली भजन उन लोगों के लिए संभव है अथवा उनके लाइन में रहने वाले लोगों के लिए संभव। हरि संबंधी वस्तुओं में प्राकृत और माइक भाव का आरोप करने पर जीवों के बद्ध भाव से मुक्ति नहीं होती। सब कुछ इस जगत में हरि संबंधी वस्तु, ऐसी कोई चीज नहीं है जो हरि संबंधी नहीं। ऐसे देखने वाले उत्तम वैष्णव है और ऐसा समझने वाले मध्यम अधिकारी अनुभूति वाले उत्तम भक्त वैष्णव है। तो हरि संबंधी वस्तु ये करताल क्या है? क्योंकि इसे भगवान का कीर्तन हो रहा है। इस संसार में जितने हैं सब कुछ अकेला का पेड़ लगाया गया है हरि संबंधी, ये नाट्य मंदिर हरि संबंधी क्योंकि भगवान का गुण है। तो हरि संबंधित वस्तु में प्राकृत या माइक भाव मत करो, शुद्ध स्वरूप प्राप्त भजन पर वैष्णव जन निरंतर कृष्ण सेवा में तत्पर। शुद्ध अपना स्वरूप जो प्राप्त करेंगे गोलोक वृंदावन वे लोग राधा कृष्ण की सेवा करेंगे, वो रागात्मक जन और हम लोग जो ऐसा भजन करने की चेष्टा करेंगे वे रूपानुग या रागानुग वैष्णव। गौचैतन्य गौसुंदर द्वारा रचित शिक्षाष्ट के आठ श्लोक अष्टयाम के अनुकूल भाव, एक एक श्लोक एक एक भाव। पहला वाला है ये मुखबंद मंगलाचरण और बाकी जो सात श्लोक है कि आठ श्लोक सात, और इसको भी भीड़ ले लो, ये आठ जाम के है। रूप गोस्वामी द्वारा रचित एकादश श्लोक उपदेशामृत मनोवेग क्रोध वेगम जीवा प्रत्याहार प्रयास उत्साह, ये सब जितने भी श्लोक है। महाजनों के अष्टकाली भजन भी भजन लालसा मई की कविताएं मन में निरंतर का विधान भजन में प्रवृत्त करें। जड़ीय देश काल पात्र से सर्वथा मुक्त होकर गुरुओं को निरंतर भजन का रहस्य, रहस्य क्या है भजन रहस्य, गुरु उपदिष्ट श्रद्धालु लोगों को जो जानना उचित है गुरुदेव का भजन के विषय में उपदिष्ट विषय ही ये रहस्य। रूप गोस्वामी ने भक्त गोस्वामी सिंधु उज्ज्वल मणि और ग्रंथों में इसका वर्णन किया। हैव यू अंडरस्टूड?
For 15 days, now we're in the midpoint of our parikrama. And even though we've had one or two small disturbances by the Blessed Bhagavan and Guru Parampara, no big disturbances have come. So we're lucky for the last 15 days, we've had the chance to hear the glories of the gopis directly from the mouth of Krishna as described by Sri Sanatana Goswami in Sri Rupad Bhagavata. Sections that is called a nyam. So in each one of these, in each day, there are three nyams or three sections in the daytime and three sections at night time. And there is in the sandhya, which means that it's neither day nor night, there are also two sandhyas. One in Mangalati and one in dusk.
One at dawn,
one at dusk. So two are a little bit longer. It's not that all eight sections are of equal time period. The one in Madhyam, the Nyam, which corresponds to lunchtime, and the Nyam, which corresponds to midnight pastimes, these are a little bit longer, maybe up to 4.5 hours each. So, here, in this book, Sri Vajrahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has described how the Akantic Vaishnavas, the single-pointed Vaishnavas, perform their Sula Bhakti performed their bhajan. This is not this type of bhajan is not possible for a Kanishtadhikari who has not yet crossed the stage of Anasana Vritti. He has so much tamasic power. He is completely engrossed in the He is somewhat engrossed in the mode of ignorance. He is completely related to the gross and subtle bodies, so he cannot perform this Astikala Vilasmanan, which means spontaneous remembrance of the pastimes of Krishna performed throughout eight different periods of the day. So for the Kinnishtadikari, he thinks of himself in the gross and subtle conceptions. In the gross conception, this little surreal, he thinks, I am this body made of five elements. And he is also engrossed in the subtle false conception of himself by thinking I am his mind, his intelligence, or his false ego. That he can never understand what is Dhamma, or I am the Atma. So, Astik Goswamis, headed by Sri Rupa Goswami, and those who are doing bhajan, following in the footsteps of the Goswamis, especially our Guru Parampara, consisting of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our Guru Maharaj. Only they are qualified to perform this Astikali Lila Bhajan. The Kinnishtadikari, the Uttamadikari, he sees how everything is related to Krishna, Harisambandhu Vasana. Therefore, he thinks everything is related to Krishna, therefore, everything is transcendental. For example, the cartels, is that material or spiritual? This Nachmandir, or the banana tree that you put out in front of Guru Maharaj's room. This is not to be understood to be pratyek or material.
What do you, can you tell what is not Hari Sambandhi Vastu?
Everything is Hari Sambandhi Vastu, or Vaishnava. Or Uttam Vaishnava, everything is Hari Sambandhi Vastu.
But any Vaishnava Paradi?
You cannot understand. This is only for Uttamadikari. He can understand all these things. For Madhyamadikari, he can actually realize all these things. But Madhyamadikari, he understands but doesn't have full realization. But he understands in theory. And Kinnishtadikari doesn't understand anything about this topic. Those things which are engaged in the service of Hari also take on the same qualities of Hari. Therefore, they are good to be transcendental. But Kinnishtadikari cannot understand any of this, and he superimposes his own material ideas onto what is actually transcendental seva. So, we should understand what is Ragatmik Jan. Ragatmik Jan means the eternal associates of Goloka Vrindavan, headed by the Vrijavasi. They are called Ragatmik. Rag has become, their Atma is made of Rag. And those who follow in the footsteps in this world performing bhajan, they are called Rupanuga or Raganuga. So those who perform pure bhajan, being situated in their sarup, under the anugatya of pure Vaishnava, they can be called Raganuga or Rupanuga. So Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastik has given eight verses. In this he has given all, Bhajan Mahasya. The first verse, Chaitam Dapanam Bhajanam Mahagavati Nivapanam, this is called Mangala Charan, or auspicious invocation. And the rest of the seven verses, this is described the different pastimes which take place in the eight different periods of the day. So all these instructions that Srila Bhakti, that Srila Rupa Goswami has given in his two books, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Ujjvalamani, which describe how the perfected Mahajans perform this Astikali Lila Smaran, or spontaneous remembrance of the pastimes of Krishna, this is called Bhajan Rahasya, and Srila Bhakti Nathakur is describing these things in his book, Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that is bhajan rahasya mein Krishna Leela sambandhi 8 yam batlaye. Nishant Leela, Usha Leela, प्रातः लीला, पूर्वाह्न लीला, मध्याह्न लीला, सायाह्न लीला, प्रदोष लीला और एक छुट्टी अपराह्न और प्रदोष और फिर नैष लीला, ये आठ लीला। भजन का रहस्य क्या? एक एक याम के लिए ये बतलाया। जैसे कृष्ण की निशांत लीला, राधा कृष्ण शयन से उठे, सुखसारी ने उनको उठाया और फिर दोनों राधा कृष्ण की सुखियों ने आरती उतारी और आधी वे दोनों अपने भवन में लौटे। संक्षेप में निशांत लीला, प्रातः लीला घर में पहुंच करके यशोदा मैया कृष्ण की आरती उतार गई और कृष्ण मानो अभी सोए हुए थे, पूर्णिमासी जी रोहिणी मैया मुखरा और सब्रजवासी ये उनकी आरती उतार और फिर कृष्ण गोदोहन के लिए चले जाते और मल्ल क्रीड़ा करते हैं, ये प्रातः लीला। अपराह्न लीला, पूर्वाह्न लीला में राधिका जी अपने जावट के घर से आती हैं, यशोदा मैया बुलाती हैं और सब सखियां उनको ले आती हैं और वो रसोई में लगती हैं और कृष्ण उनसे उन्हीं पर मिलन होता है कृष्ण का और फिर कृष्ण कुछ भोजन करते हैं और शयन करते हैं राधिका से और कृष्ण का मिलन होता है। यहाँ कुछ निकल करके जाते हैं पन के लिए गोचारण के लिए, नंद यशोदा मैया भी वहां पर, इसके बाद में मध्यान्ह लीला। मध्यान्ह लीला में नंद बाबा यशोदा मैया लौट आते हैं घर, राधिका जी बड़े दुख से घर में लौटती है और कृष्ण गोचारण करते हुए सखाओं के साथ में विविध क्रीड़ा करते हैं और क्रीड़ा करते 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 राधिका जी को अन्वेषण करने के लिए अपने सखाओं को भेजते हैं और राधा कुंड के तट पर दोनों का मिलन होता है, सूर्य कुंड में मिलन होता है। लुका चोरी, बंसी चोरी और जमुनापुरी या सरोवरों में नौका विलास इत्यादि सारी लीलाएं जो रासलीला में कही गई हैं उनसे भी होलिका इत्यादि सब लीलाएं, इसलिए ये बड़ा दिन वाला ये सर्वश्रेष्ठ लीला माना गया गोपियों को सेवा करने का अवसर। इसके बाद में अपराह्न लीला, गायों को चरा करके ही रीरी तीरी तीरी इत्यादि करके उनको जलपान करा के खिला करके लौटते हैं अपराह्न लीला और गोपियां दोनों तरफ से उनको मिलती हैं नैनों की आरती का। कृष्ण गोचारण से लौट करके यशोदा मैया स्नान इत्यादि कराते हैं, यहाँ तक अपराह्न। इसके बाद में प्रदोष आया, प्रदोष में कृष्ण गोदोहन करके लौटते हैं, यशोदा मैया नंद बाबा सब सखाओं के और सब गोपों के साथ में भोजन कर रहे हैं भोजन के लिए जाते हैं और इसके बाद में कृष्ण तांबूल इत्यादि लेकर शयन करने जाते हैं। उस समय गोपियां भी किसी न किसी बहाने से मिलती हैं, यहाँ तक हुआ अपराह्न। और इसके बाद की जो लीला है अंत तक निशांत तक वो सब मध्याह्न। इन समस्त लीलाओं में मध्याह्न लीला और नैष लीला सर्वश्रेष्ठ, किंतु इन दोनों में भी श्रेष्ठ प्रभुपाद ने या हमारे गुरुवर्गों ने तो मध्याह्न लीला को सर्वश्रेष्ठ। कौन नहीं समझ में आए पूछना।
Sri Guru Maharaj gave reading from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajanahasya, describing again that one day is divided into eight sections, or eight yamas. So these are as follows. Nishant. Nishant liberates just at Brahma Mahata, in very brief form. Just at Brahma Mahata, Shiva and Krishna are together. At that time they have to wake up, so Yogamaya inspires all the birds, peacocks, to begin their calling, and Radha Krishna awaken and return to their separate respective houses. Srimati Radhika returns to Yava, and Sri Krishna returns to Nandram. This is called Nishant Lila. After that is called Pradyan Lila. That happens, Krishna returns to Nandram and goes into his own bed and sleeps there. That time Yogamaya comes with Rahini, Yasoda, and many others, and they perform aarti of Krishna and awaken him. This is Pradyan Lila. Then Purvani Lila. Srimati Radhika also has returned to Yava, to the house of Brahma Lord. And there she is awakened. And there, on the order of her mother-in-law, she goes with her sakis to Nandagaon. There she engages in cooking for Krishna. So Krishna there performs his bhojan lila. He also milks the cows at that time and takes prasad. And after prasad and everything, he goes with the cows and all his sakis, cow grazing. And Nanda and Srinanda just sort of follow behind him. Then last is Madhyam Lila. Madhyam is the very long pastime in the middle of the day.
Madhyam Lila?
Madhyam.
What Madhyam?
Madhyam Lila.
Not Madhyam Lila. Madhyam Kanisht and Uttam No Lila. Ramchandra tried to write and explain later on Madhyam.
Madhyam.
Madhyam means, what is the meaning of Madhyam? What is the meaning of Madhyam Lila? Madhyam
Lila means midday pastimes.
Yes. From what time to what time?
About 4.5 hours exact time, maybe by 10:30 to 3 o'clock.
From 11 to how much? Like this. Go on.
10:48 to 3:36. That time, that is a very long pastime that goes for 4.5 hours. So Nanda and Yasoda return from cow grazing. They can't follow Krishna all the way to the forest. They return. So Srimati Radhika also at that time, she is very much in separation. She has to return from Nandagaon back to Yava. And Krishna goes cow grazing with many sakis. So Srimati Radhika, using some excuse, some trickery, somehow she escapes from her mother-in-law's house at Yava, and she goes to Srujakund or Radhakund. That time she engages in many different pastimes directly with Krishna, including gambling, drinking honey wine, stealing Krishna's flute, and many different pastimes. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying, of all the pastimes, this is the topmost pastime. This is Madhyam Lila. Then after that, because that time everyone gets so much chance for seva at that time, then Aparyam. That time Krishna calls Tire Tire Nina Nina Churu Churu, and all cows drink up and return home. That time Krishna performs the milking of the cows and Mother Yasoda personally.
But do you understand why Aparanna?
Madhyana Lila. Krishna returning home to Nandagaon and Sakis returning home to Yava. This is Aparanna Lila.
Like about 3:30 to 6. 2:30. Yes.
2 p.m. That time Krishna returns home.
Last time before evening.
That time after milking, Mother Yasoda bathes Krishna personally. Then after that, from 6 dusk time, Prados Lila, that is Krishna's Bhojan Lila, many, many types of prasad, he takes with Nanda and different sakas and Yasoda. After prasad, they give him tarabol, which is like a digestive. After that, Krishna goes for rest, and last is nighttime pastimes. That is also very long, 4.5 hours. So the best pastimes are performed in nice, which means midnight pastimes, and Madhyana Lila, midday pastimes. Because they are the longest and so much interesting pastimes. But amongst these two, the Madhyana, the midday pastimes, are the topmost, according to the conception of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Similarly, our bhajan is also divided into 8 yam. First yam, there nishan, here, oh, sadha bhajan. What is sadha? A sadhak. Here in this street, Krishna Tattva, sweet pastimes of Krishna. He has some faith, strong faith. उसको पूर्ण विश्वास है कृष्ण की भक्ति करने से हमारा जीवन सफल हो गया, हमारे जीवन के समस्त कार्य सिद्ध हो गए. ऐसे विश्वास को श्रद्धा का. इस श्रद्धा के साथ में हरि कथा श्रवण करेगा, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सप्तम आत्म. ये सब चीजें करेगा तो ये निशांत भजन है श्रद्धा. दूसरा प्रातर भजन, दूसरा है श्रद्धा के बाद में अनर्थ निवृत्ति. पहले अनर्थ वृत्ति करो और तब नित्य वस्तु सिद्धि, भाव सिद्धि और वस्तु सिद्धि, स्वरूप सिद्धि और वस्तु सिद्धि पीछे. डोंट ट्राई टू बी वस्तु सिद्धि एंड स्वरूप सिद्धि डिग्री बाय डिग्री ग्रेजुअली ऑल स्टेजेस में कम, बट स्टार्ट फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग. पहले से ही आरंभ करो. दूसरा है अनर्थ. अनर्थ को आगे बतलाएंगे. चार प्रकार के स्वरूप ब्रह्म, असत कृष्ण, हृदय दौर्बल्य और अपना, और ये भी चार चार प्रकार के, 16 प्रकार के अनर्थ. इसके अनर्थ अतिरिक्त भी और अनर्थ है जिसका वर्णन किए हैं, हम लोग वर्णन किए हैं संक्षेप में. हम अपने स्वरूप को भूल गए हैं. नाना प्रकार की संसारी तो कामनाएं मालूम होती है कि आत्मा की, और हृदय दुर्बल हो जाता है, फिर अपना विचार करने की शक्ति नहीं रही. ये हम अब क्या अपराध कर रहे हैं. सारा जीवन जो शिक्षा देता है भजन की शिक्षा है, और उसके विपरीत ही अपराध उनका हो, उनके इच्छा के विपरीत काम होता है, यही अपराध भजन से फिर शुरू होता है. तो ये अनर्थ जाना चाहिए. तीसरा है श्रद्धा निष्ठा, बुद्धि का स्थिर हो जाना, किंतु जान बूझ करके बुद्धि को स्थिर करना. इसके बाद में रुचि है. रुचि भी 2 प्रकार की है. इसके बाद में आसक्ति. आसक्ति भी 2 प्रकार. एक भजनीय और भजन और भजन दोनों में. और इसके बाद में अप्राकृत शुद्ध सत्व रूपी भाव. यहीं तक भजन प्रणाली है. इसके बाद में भजन प्रणाली नहीं। इसलिए यहाँ तक जो कहा अनर्थ निवृत्ति और इसके बाद में निष्ठा, कितना हुआ? श्रद्धा, भजन क्रिया, अनर्थ निवृत्ति, निष्ठा, रुचि, आसक्ति, बस यही तक भजन साधन है। इसके बाद में भगवान की सेवा मिलेगी, इसके बाद में वस्तु सिद्धि। इसको अच्छी तरह से समझ करके जो लोग भजन करेगा वो तो जल्दी से पहुंच जाएगा, और नहीं तो अनर्थ निवृत्ति की चेष्टा नहीं करके ऊपर में वस्तु से, हम तो गोपी दास है, नहीं लाख चेष्टा करके मर जाए। इसलिए अधिक बातें मत करो, गोपी भजन की बात अधिक मत करो, बस लोभ हृदय में हो, और लोभ होने के बाद में अनर्थ निवृत्ति की चेष्टा। गोपी भाव करने से हो जाएगा। गोपियों में जैसी ममता है कृष्ण के, और उनके लिए प्राण छोड़ने लगती, छटपट छटपट करते मछली की भांति हो जाएगा तुम लोगों का, मन में कल्पना करने से ही हो जाएगा, मन में कल्पना से नहीं हो। इसलिए जितने परिमाण में अनर्थ दूर होगा, स्वरूप सिद्धि होगी, अपने आप ये सब भजन होते चले जाएंगे। ये भजन रहस्य का गुरु था भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी, जीवों पर अपार दया है। रामचंद्र जैन, जैन नहीं, जैन नहीं, अज्ञान तिरंधस्य ज्ञानं जनश्लाघ्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे।
Darkness of our life, that is the darkness of birth and death, darkness of that is ignorant life has gone.
always entangled in sense gratification is ajnana. That has
That is darkness. That period has gone. Now we have entered into a period where some light has come. That is called Shraddha.
What is light? Sadhu Sangha.
This light is Sadhu Sangha. Shraddha. Where?
Oh. Shraddha is like light. Light is coming. By Sadhu Sangha this light will come. You will know everything. No Sadhu Sangha. No sleeping, that is sickness.
This is a real thought Guru Gurudev has said, that night means, night of all living entity means that they could not have any sadhu sangh so far. That means we are sleeping. The day we have a sadhu sangh, association of a devotee, then dawn comes. That is light is coming. From dawn, from this Shraddha we enter in Pratha. Pratha means morning. Light has come, that the sun has also shown its form. At this time, anarth will go, unwanted desire will go. This is called anarth period of anarth nivritti. Very essential part. In cultivation of bhakti, this process, that is the removal of unwanted desires, anatnivritti is very essential. There are four types of anat. Before dispelling of this unwanted desire, one cannot reach to the stage of vastu siddhi. One cannot reach even the stage of what we call of vastu siddhi. So, but these are four types of unwanted desire: anat, savrupa brahm, hridayaro dorvalle, asat krishna, and aparad. We are not sure about our constitutional position. This savrupa brahm leads to Hirde Dorbalya. What is Hirde Dorbalya? Hirde Dorbalya means weakness of our heart. We are not sure about ourselves, then we are not sure of what to do. Forcefully we are doing something which should not be done, which is against our bhajan process. This leads to Asat Krishna. So many Savrupram, when we don't have the realization of our constitutional position, that leads Asat Krishna. Asat Krishna means having so many material desires. And this leads Hridayadaurbalya, that is weakness of our heart. And this leads to aparadha. One is called committing offenses. So, this way we have to check our anartha, unwanted desire. When we surpass this stage, when we overcome this stage, then we come to the stage of nistha. What is nistha? So many unwanted desires we have removed. And now, by our mind, by our thinking process, forcefully, we are performing all process of bhakti. Forcefully, dedicatedly. In nistha, it is not spontaneous. By our mind, we do it forcefully. And then we come to the stage of ruchi. Ruchi means some taste comes. Then the process becomes a little bit automatic. Because taste is coming. It's also of two kinds. Gurudev has not narrated here. Then asakti comes. He is just giving the glimpses. Asakti means when a ruchi becomes more and more condensed and stronger, then it comes asakti, deep attachment. This is also of two kinds. First asakti is for the name, naam. And this asakti also comes to the nami, name, to the
bhajan,
person whom name belongs to.
Bhajan and bhajani.
So
first it will come
for naam.
Bhajan.
Bhajan.
And then asakti towards bhajan. Shamanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada seva, archan, bandan, sadhu sanganam, kirtan, bhagavat, pravanam, puravas. That. And bhajani, after that it will be transferred to Krishna and Radhika gopis.
So asakti has two levels, two aspects. When it comes to our bhajan process, ninefold process, shaman, kirtan, smaran, etc. And then it further transfers, as Sri Gurudev is explaining, towards bhajaniya, to whom we are pointing to perform our bhajan, that is Radha and Krishna and their associate. And when this asakti goes away, becomes more and more stronger, condensed, then it comes, Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, it comes in our heart. It
throws Aladhani Shakti.
Aladhani Shakti. It descends in our heart from the heart of the associate of Krishna. Then bhav comes. Up to this stage, bhajan was being performed and onward. That is, from this stage and onward, bhajan is, this sadhan is not performed. Sadhan is up to this stage only. Further, real bhajan starts. So, our process of bhajan, which has been narrated by Sri Rupa Goswami, Shraddha, Anat Nirvritti, Shraddha, Sadhusam, Anat Nirvritti, bhajan kriya, anat nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then bhava. Up to this stage, sadhana remains. And from this stage and onward, there is no sadhana. Now it is a bhajan, real bhajan. So far, we reach this stage, we should not.
Why bhajan? Why it is called bhajan, not sadhana?
Because
what is the difference between bhajan?
You said that direct seva of Radha Krishna is called bhajan. And sadhana is the process for it.
Nahin, prandali mane sadhan ke ang hai. साधन वहीं पर समाप्त हो गया, अब साधन नहीं, अब तो नित्य सिद्धों के साथ में गुरु वृंदावन में जो कुछ है, थैंक यू, है? यही भजन, थैंक यू। As I declared yesterday that our panda is like shadow whom ये भजन रहस्य का गुरु भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी जीव पर अपार दया है रामचंद्र जैन जैन नहीं जैन नहीं अज्ञान तिरंधस्य ज्ञानं जनश्लाघ्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे
So, as Krishna divided in 8 parts. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is narrating those 8 sections, 8 divisions of our present process. It starts with Shraddha, Shraddha Bhajan. When one has firm faith that performance of Krishna Bhakti leads to perform our all duties, when he has firm faith in this aspect, this is called Shraddha. Then, having such Shraddha, such faith in his heart, he carefully listens to Harikatha, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, all this this part of cultivation of process of bhakti is called Nishant Bhajan. Yes, we have heard about the Nishant Leela, etc. Those who are the pastime of Krishna, but now this is for sadhak, one who is cultivating his bhajan. So Shraddha means Nishant Leela. The Nishant, then Prata. Prata means morning. Nishant means when darkness is felt, little light comes. Sun is not there, but some light is there. So darkness of our life, that has gone. And we have entered into the air of death, time of Nishant.
What is the meaning? Darkness has gone. What is the meaning of darkness has gone?
Darkness of our life, that is the darkness of birth and death, darkness of, that is ignorant life has gone.
Always entangled in sense gratification is ajnana. That has gone.
That is darkness. That period has gone. Now we have entered into a period where some light has come. That is called Shraddha.
What is light? Sadhu Sangha.
This light is Sadhu Sangha. Shraddha. Where is
it? Oh. Shraddha is like light. Light is coming. By Sadhu Sangha, this light will come. You will know everything. No Sadhu Sangha, no sleeping. That is sickness.
This is a real thought what Gurudev has said, that night means, night of all living entity means that they could not have any sadhusan so far. That means we are sleeping. The day we have a sadhusan, association of a devotee, then dawn comes. That is light is coming. From dawn, from this Shraddha we enter in Pratha. Pratha means morning. Light has come, that the sun has also shown its form. At this time, anarth will go. Unwanted desire will go. This is called anarth period of anarth nivritti. Very essential part. In cultivation of bhakti, this process, that is removal of unwanted desires, anarth nivritti, is very essential. There are 4 types of anarth. Before dispelling of this unwanted desire, one cannot reach to the stage of vastu siddhi. One cannot reach even the stage of how, what we call of vastu siddhi. So, but these are 4 types of unwanted desire: anarth, savrupa bhram, hridayaro dorvalle, asat krishna, and aparad. We are not sure about our constitutional position. This savrupa bhram leads to hridaya dorvalle. What is Hriday Dorbalya? Hriday Dorbalya means weakness of our heart. We are not sure about ourselves, then we we are not sure of what to do. Forcefully we are doing something which should not be done, which is against our bhajan process. This leads to Asat Krishna. So many. So Rup Trump, when we don't have the realization of our constitutional position, that leads Asat Krishna. Asat Krishna means having so many material desires. And this leads Hirde Dorbalya, that is weakness of our heart. And this leads to aparad, what is called committing offenses. So this way we have to check our anartha, unwanted desire. When we surpass this stage, when we overcome this stage, then we come to the stage of nistha. What is nistha? So many unwanted desires we have removed. And now, by our mind, by our thinking process, forcefully, we are performing all process of bhakti. Forcefully, dedicatedly. It is done. It is not spontaneous. By our mind we do it first. And then we come to the stage of ruchi. Ruchi means some taste comes. Then the process becomes a little bit automatic. Because taste is coming. It's also of two kinds. Gurudev has not narrated here. Then asakti comes. He is just giving the glimpses. Asakti means when ruchi becomes more and more condensed and stronger, then it comes asakti, deep attachment. This is also of two kinds. First, asakti is for the name, naam. And this asakti also comes to the nami, name, to the
bhajan,
person whom name belongs to.
Bhajan and bhajani. First, it will come
for naam,
bhajan, and then asakti towards bhajan. Samadam kirtanam vishu samadam pada seva archan bhagadam sadhu sanganam kirtan bhagavat ravana puravas. That and bhajani, after that it will be transferred to Krishna and Radhika gopis.
So asakti has two levels, two aspects. When it comes to our bhajan process, ninefold process, shavan, kirtan, smaran, etc. And then it further transfers, as Sri Gurudev is explaining, towards bhajaniya, to whom we are pointing out, pointing to perform our bhajan, that is Radha and Krishna and their associate. And when this asakti goes away, and it becomes more and more stronger, condensed. Then it comes. Shuddh sattva, it comes in our heart. It
knows Aladhani Shakti.
Aladhani Shakti. It descends in our heart, from the heart of the associate of. Then bhav comes. Up to this stage, bhajan was being performed and onward. That is, from this stage and onward, bhajan is, this sadhan is not performed. Sadhan is up to this stage only. Further, real bhajan starts. So, our process of bhajan, which has been narrated by Sri Goswami, Shraddha, Anartha Nirvritti, Shraddha, Sadhusam, Anant Nivritti, Bhajan Priya, Anant Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Bhava. Up to this stage, sadhana remains. And from this stage onward, sadhana does not so far we reach this stage, we should not.
Why bhajan? Why it is called bhajan, not sadhana? What is the difference between bhajan?
You said that direct seva of Radha Krishna is called bhajan, and sadhan is process for it.
नहीं, और प्रणाली मैंने साधन के अंग है, साधन वहीं पर समाप्त हो गया, अब साधन नहीं, अब तो नित्य सिद्धों के साथ में गुरु वृंदावन में जो कुछ है, थैंक यू, है? यही बात, थैंक यू, एज आई डिक्लेयर्ड यस्टरडे दैट और पांडा इज लाइक शैडो होम